here in heat two of the Sportsman Heavy and Super Heavies. Gillette holding off a hard charge from Jack Turnbull. Turnbull now with Jose Ruiz making the pass on Hanrahan, who's starting to fade once again. Laver. Then it's back to Eddie Ruiz, the first of the Super Heavies. Back further, then you go to Jacob Blair, Bloodworth, Williams, Franks, Bors and McPhee. Across the start-finish line, it is, Jose Ruiz just trying to make a move up the inside of Turnbull. Lucky he didn't get a piece of his back bumper. The back marker could play a factor here. Gillette gets through cleanly. Turnbull has to move McPhee. And Jose Ruiz is really pushing hard now. White flag out this time by. And it's still Gillette who leads the way. Turnbull and Ruiz battling it now. Both in the Ruiz construction carts, and Jose Ruiz up the inside. Turnbull tries to come back at him but can't make the pass. So Gillette, Turnbull, Ruiz, Hanrahan, then a gap to Laver. Eddie Ruiz under control in the Super Heavies as Blair continues to battle Bloodworth and Williams. But it is Chris Gillette who takes his second win of the day. Gillette across the line to take the victory. Back then to Jose Ruiz and Jack Turnbull. Hanrahan rounds out in fourth position. Barry Laver in fifth. Then we go back to Eddie Ruiz. Jacob Blair in the 24 comes home second in the Super Heavies. Nicholas Bloodworth, Greg Williams, Rodney Franks and Jason Boers with Ian McPhee one lap down. So Clubman Pro will be out onto the circuit next here in heat number two. This is the sixth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. We'd like to thank all the great sponsors in 2011 who have supported the Canberra Kart Racing Club, and they include these great sponsors now.
Yes, Firewood Supplies are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club, delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrum, Bateman, Ironbark, Red and Yellow Box, all available, cut to the required size. Contact Gorgie on 0408-694-464. That's Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 36 years, and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Apex Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1 of 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. Whether you need to unblock a drain or have a complete system installed, Apex Plumbing are the people to call. Apex Plumbing, Unit 1, 48 Brook Street, Mitchell. Give them a call on 0417 299 175. That's 0417 299 175.
Grand Prix Karting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Collie Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Jackson Delamont, Kelly Simpson, Matthew Tuff and Sam Simpson to line up here for Clubman Pro heat number two as they get set for a start. It was Delamont and Tuff, the only two that finished heat number one. Delamont brings him to the line, away and racing, and Delamont gets the jump. Delamont leads the way into turn number one. Simpson, it's been for Kelly Simpson. So that's a second time that she's spun, although I think this time she had a lot of help. Not happy as she jumps out of the cart now. Delamont, Tuff, and Sam Simpson, as they work their way up through the pit turn. Across the line, Delamont leading the way, tough up into second position, but already 0.7 of a second down. Delamont, tough, and Sam Simpson. There's Jackson Delamont, Matthew Tough, Sam Simpson. In that order, 0.7 of a second last time by, the gap between first and second. Now it's out to 1.06 of a second. So Delamont, Tough, and Simpson. Sam Simpson, of course, had to pull in after one lap. Kelly Simpson had a spin at the top of the circuit last time. This time, the banging and crashing all taking place going into the S's, and she found herself off the circuit there this time by. So Clubman Pro across the start finish line. It is still Delamont leading the way. He had a 33.899. Tough a 34.431. And Simpson's with a 35.941. All having their best lap on that previous lap. So, 8 laps remaining for Delamont. Tough still back there, 2 and a bit seconds back. Simpson is back there, holding on at the moment in third place. So, race leader, Jackson Delamont, doing it rather easy at the front of the seal. Of course, wrapping up the V8 Supercars yesterday, it was Rick Kelly ahead of Stephen Johnson and Craig Lowndes in race 12 of the V8 Supercars. Racing continues today. It'll be interesting to see if the shenanigans we saw off the start and that will be an interesting battle in V8 soft tyres coming into four once again. This race being a mixed race, so it'll be interesting to see just how the V8s turn out today. It's an interesting battle on the racetrack as well. Jackson Delamont leading by 3.7 seconds. Delamont, Tough, and Sam Simpson. Simpson heading across the line now at 35.14, so she just put in her best lap of the race. Delamont's running at a 33.9 last lap, 33.764 his best lap. Matthew Tough, 34.623, his last lap, a 34.419, his best. So that gap between first and second, 5.2 seconds, and then it would be a fairly similar gap back to third. In fact, no, it's almost double, so it's 10 seconds back to Sam Simpson. Three laps left to run next time by. So it's Delamont in the four cart that is leading the way. Another 33.7 second lap for Jackson Delamont, who's been extremely consistent in the Clubman Pro so far in the first two heats. Matthew Tough, Sam Simpson, still matching their pace from earlier. But two laps remaining now as Delamont across the start-finish line. A 33.8 that time by. Well in control, the gap almost extending to 7 seconds between himself and second place runner Matthew Tough. And then it's back to Sam Simpson, who is 18 seconds off the lead. So the white flag at the ready now, as Delamont heads across the start-finish line. Delamont leading the way. Tough back there in second. And Simpson back there in third. Looks like that will be the order here as the midgets get set to come out for their second heat of the day. Then it's Delamont, Tough and Simpson as they'll finish here in Clubman Pro heat number two. Checker flag at the ready and Delamont takes his second win. Tough and Simpson. So, a good run there by Jackson Delamont to take the victory. Sam Simpson coming through to the checkered flag to wrap up third position.
The Austrian Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
Roos Constructions has over 10 years' experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford, or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Biozone offer quality cleaning products. Call Sunday Zablo on 0418 964 378. Biozone, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal part cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's Biozone. Quality cleaning products, call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. Biozoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Okay, getting set for the midgets. Heat number two, my apologies. It'll be Jaden Balding on the pole, Cameron Skelton out of two, Thomas Sargent, Taylor Harness, Taylor Chancellor, Rios Venezuela, and Josh Haynes are away in racing. And it is Jaden Balding who gets the jump off the start in the seven cart. Taylor Harness sits up there in second position. Now it's Thomas Sargent who makes the move round the outside. A brave move coming off the S's. And Sargent, who had dominated heat number one, is out in second position as they head up the back straight. One card off the circuit. Oh, more trouble for Rios Valenzuela. So, that's very disappointing for the youngster who has been driving extremely well this year at Canberra to have two DNFs so early. Sets Sargent up the inside of Jaden Balding, and Sargent will take the lead here. Sargent. They work their way up the back straight, and Sargent and Balding nose to tail, so Balding trying not to let Sargent get too far away. They work their way. Harness, Skelton, Chancellor, and Hayes. Sargent, your new race leader. Balding, Harness, Skelton, Chancellor, and Haynes running nose to tail. There's a couple of good little battles going on there. Harness and Skelton, and Chancellor and Hayes. They work their way around the top of the circuit once again. Midgets action. Midgets will be in action on the 2nd and 3rd of July. The Bob Hine Memorial over in Grenfell, the 7th round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. And Thomas Sargent would be looking to show a good clean pair of heels at his home track. Of course, the Grenfell driver, really comfortable out here on this Canberra Kartway, does a lot of racing here in Canberra. And Sargent, very fast no matter where he goes across the state. Jaden Balding in second position. That's Taylor Harness. Cameron Skelton from the Combined Districts Kart Club in the Extreme Oils Kart. Of course, Combined Districts from operating out of the Lithgow track. As they work their way down, it looks like Skelton trying to make a move here on Taylor Harness. Harness holding her line. As further back, Josh Haynes has made the pass on Taylor Chancellor now, and they have swapped positions. So 5 laps remaining this time by for your race leader in Thomas Sargent, who's running once again quickest laps, 38.914, his quickest so far, coming at the halfway point of this race. Been some great driving today by Thomas Sargent, who really has taken the bull by the horns here in heat number two. Leading the way quite comfortably. So Sargent, well out in front. Here in heat number two of the midgets. Some great driving further back. Starting to become a three-way battle now as Haynes is really starting to pick up the pace. Haynes with a good drive here. Works his way up into a battle between Harness and Skelton. Sargent across the start-finish line once again as laps are counting down here. still this battle between Taylor Harness, Skelton and Haynes. Taylor Chancellor starting to pull up into that battle as well. So while Sargent and Boulding are out in front with two laps remaining next time by, it is still an interesting battle further down the pack, which looks like it's fast becoming a four-way stoush. As the leaders head round into the S's once again. Taylor Harness holding off Skelton still. Then it's back to Haynes and Chancellor. White flag out this time by for your race leader in Thomas Sargent. Boulding the next card through. Still this great battle further down the pack as they start their last lap. Harness, Skelton. Skelton holding it tight, coming off the pit turn. And here comes Haynes. Haynes on a charge. Harness opens the door. Skelton sticks his nose in, runs very wide. That opened the door for Haynes. Harness fights off Haynes, but Skelton, with a brave move down into the S's, has picked up the spot. As the race leader, Thomas Sargent, comes across the line to take the checkered flag. Sargent takes the win from Boulding. A battle for third. It looks like it might be Cameron Skelton who takes that spot. Skelton across the line in third position from Taylor Harness. Then it's back to Haynes, and Chancellor rounds out sixth position. Great racing there in heat number two of the midgets.
Apex Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1, Brook Street in Mitchell. Whether you need to unblock a drain or have a complete system installed, Apex Plumbing are the people to call. Apex Plumbing, Unit 1, 48 Brook Street, Mitchell. Give them a call on 0417 299 175. That's 0417 299 175. Yes Firewood Supplies are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club, delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murr and Bateman. Ironbark, red and yellow box, all available, cut to the required size. Contact Terry Scorgie on 0408-694-464. That's Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 36 years, and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses. They're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set for a start here with Junior National out on the circuit. Should be in good formation here now for this start. Off the pole, no, one more lap before we get underway. It looks like Zach Boyd just a little bit too far back for the starter's liking. Off the pole will be Jamie Lee Scorgie, winner in heat number one. Out of position number 2 will be Jamie Luff. Out of position number 3, Chris Cooper. Out of position number 4 will be Brody Duncan Lund. Out of position number 5, Zach Boyd. So as we get set for a start here, heat number 2 of the Junior Nationals. Like to thank all the great sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club who have supported the club in season 2011. Look forward to seeing you all back here for the next round in August of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Away in racing, score, Gian Luff get the run off the outside of the front row. Work their way, 1-2 into turn number 1. Then it's Cooper, Duncan Lund and Boyd rounding out the field. They work their way up the back straight for the first time, all single file now. As the leaders head through the pit turn, Scorgie leading the way. Scorgie leads from Jamie Luff. Brody Duncan Lund makes the pass on Chris Cooper. So Duncan Lund, who's running in heavy weights, will really have some work to do here to match it with those front two. Scorgie leading the way for the moment. So as the leaders head up the back straight once again, some great racing here. Jamie Lee Scorgie leading the way. Jamie Luff just not being able to open up a huge buffer between Luff and the 27 card of Brody Duncan Lund. Chris Cooper is back there as well in that 494 card. So as the leader heads through the S's once again, Luff in the 42. Then it's Duncan Lund in the 27 and Cooper in the 94. Zach Boyd in the 11. Just making his way across the start finish line now. So as the leader, Jamie Lee Scorgie's put on a dominant driving display this weekend. A 37.080. Her fastest lap of the race coming up there in lap number 4 and extending her lead by 2.3 seconds now. Jamie Luff, very consistent. A 36.69 last time by, a 37.69 last time by, a 37.66. The best for the 42 kart. Then it's Brody Duncan Lund, a 37.996, his best. Cooper, a 38.06. And then Zach Boyd, a 43.682. So Scorgie leading the way here on lap number 6. The race leader, Scorgie, is closing in on Zach Boyd in the 11P card. P plate indicating that a driver has had less than 3 race meetings experience. The driver will start off the back of the field during the time they're running the P plate. And once the officials have observed their driving performance over the 3 race meetings and satisfied that they're doing a satisfactory job, that's when they'll be mixed up into the field as license holders. And then there is different classes of license holders once you do get your full license, which varies between A, B, C grades. As you get more and more experience, you'll move from a C grade to a B grade license, and then if you're racing in the international classes, you need to have an A grade license normally to perform at that level. So with two laps left to run now for Jamie Scorgie, Jamie Lee Scorgie leading by 3.7 seconds as she heads across the line once again, a 37.0, so just starting to drop off the pace now. Still 0.7 of a second quicker than Jamie Luff in second position. Brody Duncan Lund doing a good job in the 37s, 37.8 that time, a 37.5 his best. As they come towards the white flag now, and Jamie Lee looking to make it two wins from two starts here. As Scorgie in the 18, leading the way, the 42 of Jamie Luff, and it's Brody Duncan Lund in the 27 with Chris Cooper in the 94. Running out the field, Zach Boyd now, one lap down, but as we mentioned, still learning the ropes here in the Junior National category. So Scorgie to head across the line and take her second win of the weekend. Scorgie takes the victory. Jamie Luff comes home in second, and then it is Duncan Lund, Cooper, rounding out the top four places with a good drive from Zach Boyd in fifth. The rookies head out onto the circuit next here in the sixth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.
The Austrian-Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian-Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant, with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances, or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons, or any other function. The Austrian-Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
Roos Constructions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford, or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Grand Prix Karting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Colley Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239-2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Okay, the rookies all lined up here for a start in heat number two. From the pole, it will be Josh Hemphill, Josh Fife out of position number two, Lachlan Chancellor out of three. Out of four, Sean Shibitera, Thomas Ewart, and Cody Poole. It rounds out the runners as they head down into turn number one. So a good move there around the outside, and Josh Fife will lead the way. Hemphill back there in second position. Shibitera now is up into third and putting the pressure on Hemphill as they work their way up the back straight for the first time, and Shibitera really starting to push hard to try and take the lead. So, Fife and Hemphill holding on for the moment as Shibitera works his way up the inside of Hemphill to take second position. Josh Fife, your race leader, Shibutari in second, just takes a big jump on the inside of the ripple strip through the right-hander there, but closes in on the 70 cart. And it will be Shibutari who makes the move up the inside now and makes the pass. And Fife is shuffled back down into second position. Now, Fife and Hemphill had a good battle right throughout heat number one. Shibutari. Then it goes back to Fife. Then it's back to Hemphill. Behind Hemphill is the 88 of Cody Balding, who's got the 22 of Lachlan Champler, putting plenty of pressure on him. And Thomas Ewart now back there in the 37 cart, also trying to mix it up. So we've got a good battle going on back there for fourth place on Balding, Chancellor and Ewart, as Shibutari leads the way. Fife and Hemphill now starting to get into the clutches of this battle. Balding has got Ewart behind him, who's made the pass on Chancellor, but it's now a four-way battle for third place as Hemphill is falling into the clutches of Balding. As now it's Chancellor to the inside of Ewart, trying to pick up that spot back. So while the leader heads down into the pit turn, we've got some great dicing going on further back in the pack. It's Shibutari, Fife, Hemphill holding off Ewart, who's charging up through the field now. Balding and Chancellor is the running order as they head through the right-hander. Still a great run. Hemphill holding third place. But Ewart really putting the pressure on. Ewart looking to the inside now. And will make the pass on Hemphill as they enter into the top turns. On the cross back, Hemphill will take the spot back. So at half race distance, Shibutari leads from five. Hemphill, Ewart, after getting third place momentarily, has got it all to do again. Hemphill keeps the pressure on. Ewart, Balding and Chancellor, as now Chancellor looks to switch to the inside, can't quite make the pass. So Shibutari clicks off another lap, 37.2 that lap. Fife, a 38.4, and then Hemphill still holding this gaggle of carts at bay with a good 39.1. Ewart a 39.2, Balding a 39.1, and Chancellor a 39.0. That's all running a very, very similar speed. But they are slowing each other down as they're battling for position. So Shibutari, Fife, Hemphill. Still that running order. Fife has managed to get himself a good buffer here. It's 4.5 seconds between second and third now, as Josh Hemphill, very slow, getting into the S's. Ewart now has got some momentum. Can he use that up the back straight? There'll be two laps left to run as the leaders work their way up the inside. This time Hemphill finds the door getting opened by Ewart, and I think that will mean that Balding has got through as well. So Hemphill losing two spots around the top turns that time. Thomas Ewart now has Cody Balding trying to make a move around the outside of him. White flag out next time by. Race leader heads down the pit straight. He is all alone on the pit straight, 7 seconds ahead of Josh Fice. But now the battle for third is Thomas Ewart and Cody Balding. Last lap commences as this battle for third continues on. Ewart and Balding. Now Chancellor looking to go up the inside of Hemphill. Can't make the pass that time. Going into Revolution Race Gear turn number one. Shivatiri is your race leader. He heads down towards the checkered flag. And Shivatiri takes his second win of the day. Fife comes home in second. Ewart holding on for third place. With Balding, Hemphill and Chancellor rounding out the running order. An exciting race there with the rookies. Up next, we're going to take a quick break and then it's Open Performance along with the Sportsman 125 Lite.
Apex Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1 of 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. Whether you need to unblock a drain or have a complete system installed, Apex Plumbing are the people to call. Apex Plumbing, Unit 1, 48 Brook Street, Mitchell. Give them a call on 0417 299 175. That's 0417 299 175.
Biozoom offer quality cleaning products. Call Sundays at Blow on 0418 964 378. Biozoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal part cleaners, and even an eco-lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. Biozoom. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
For a start here in Open Performance, Jose Ruiz will be on the pole. Out of position number two, it's Nick Clapham. Out of position number three will be Jake Lambie. In fact, check that, it'll be Andrew Gillespie, winner of heat one. Jake Lambie in the two cart will start out of position number four. Then in the Sportsman 125 Lite, the Stephen Lowe in the 4 cart, David Lowe in the 6, Matthew Cooley in the 92, then it's Jackson Delamont, who won his class in heat number 1, Brendan Scorgi in the 53, hopefully Mark Townsend will be out on the circuit, and Paul Hamilton will start at tail end Charlie of the field, looking for a start this time by away in racing, and it was a very good start by Nick Clappin, who got the jump around Jose Ruiz. Big stack of cards heading into the S's now as Delamont gets pumped. He gets pushed into the back that time of Matthew Cooley, and Hamilton's going to be the one that gets through the traffic. Yeah, Cooley's exhaust is looks like it's been dislodged. It's interesting. I didn't see who got into the back of Scorgie then, but certainly Scorgie got hit, which then set off the concertinaing effect, which resulted in Cooley having damage to his cart. So Clapham leads the way. Gillespie already looking to make a move on Clapham as he goes up the inside. He'll make the pass. And Clapham is there in the shuffled back into second position as Gillespie is your new race leader. So Jose Ruiz works his way through the S's, trying to make a move on Nick Clapham. Lambie is right there with him, race leader in the Sportsman Lights. Stephen Lowe ahead of Paul Hamilton, Brendan Scorgie, Mark Townsend, Jackson Delamont, Dave Lowe. So as Gillespie completes another lap, he's opened up almost a 2 second advantage at the front of the field. Dominating performance today by Andrew Gillespie here in the sixth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Gillespie, who in the points in the open performance has been not even figuring so far. It's Gordon Wells and Jose Ruiz who have been the leading point scorers so far in that class, with Jake Lambie sitting 1 point behind Jose Ruiz. So Andrew Gillespie, Jose Ruiz, Nick Clapham, then it's Jake Lambie, Paul Hamilton, Brendan Scorgie, battling it out for the lead in their class battle. It's the Sportsman 125 light class, but Hamilton has the advantage. Then you go further back to Delamont, who's starting to make his way forward. He's now past Stephen Lowe, Mark Townsend, Dave Lowe round out the running order here as we have reached half race distance now. So as the race leader, Andrew Gillespie heads around the top of the circuit, dominating once again in this open performance. Heat number two, Jose Ruiz in the Ruiz Constructions Apex Real Estate cart runs in second. Then it's the Intrepid cart of Nick Clapham. Jake Lambie in the Sydney Night Patrol security cart number two, now starting to have a bit of pressure applied to him by Paul Hamilton in the 14 cart. Scorgie in the 53 trying to reel in Hamilton, but Hamilton at the moment has that 1.3 second advantage. Ruiz can't really do anything because Gillespie running in the 30.9 last lap. Ruiz was a 31.49. That's 2/1000ths of a second off his best. As the laps continue to count down, Gillespie out in front. Gillespie a 30.76. His best a 30.73. Again, Ruiz goes better with his 31.4. That's his best lap time of the race. So Ruiz showing some good speed here in open performance heat number two. Two laps remaining as the leader goes across the start-finish line. Race leader heads through the dip and up onto the back straight. No one really battling for position on the race. Oh, Jake Lambie has had a spin. It looks like there might have been some contact involved with Paul Hamilton. I'm not sure. But that has allowed Scorgi and Delamont to get up ahead of Hamilton here with a lap and a half remaining. So I'm not sure if Lambie just spun in front of Hamilton or whether there was contact. But now it's Delamont ahead of Scorgi with Hamilton trying to make that ground back that he had lost. I'd say head up the back straight. Race leader Andrew Gillespie comes to the checkered flag to take the win. Jose Ruiz comes through in second. Then it's Nick Clapham in third. Brendan Scorgi takes the checkered flag ahead of Jackson Delamont and Paul Hamilton. Scorgi signifying that he wasn't happy with something there. Townsend was the next cart through. Stephen Lowe, Dave Lowe, and Jake Lambie limps the cart home after Matthew Cooley was involved in that first lap incident, which saw him have to withdraw from the event. Sportsman Restricted is out on the circuit next, and then we close out round number two with the Junior Rotax Max. It's all coming up still here in the sixth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.
Yes Firewood supplies are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. From quality firewood to Yass, Murrum Bateman, Ironbark, Red and Yellow Box, all available cut to the required size. Contact Terry Scorgi on 0408 694 464. That's Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 36 years. And proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses, they're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set for a start here. Daniel Hoffman in the 88 will start from the pole in Sportsman Restricted. Michael Yoakum will start in the 46 card out of position 2. Then it's the 56 of James Marquez. The 41, Matthew Fisher. Well, interesting to see if any ramifications from his ignoring the black flag occurred, as he will start out of position number 4. Sarah Kelly starts out of position number 5, with Stephen Hampson out of position number 6. Brad Fisher starts out of 7, Adam McCoy out of 8, John McCabe out of 9, Parry, Nielsen, Gillespie, Lonergan and Segouras as they get the jump, and it is stacks on the mill, a big pile up of carts, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 carts involved, Hampson involved there, they're trying to all get back up to get some track position. It looks like John Gillespie, the P-plater, has got through there quite well. He's picked up a few spots there. So, it was, I think, Yoakum who was the spinner. The track is cleared, so we will stay racing. The 88 comes under the yellow of Daniel Hoffman. It's Marquez, Fisher, McCabe, Nielsen, Nielsen, winner in heat number one. As they come to the yellow flag, 4-5 carts unable to proceed any further than turn number one. Now that's interesting. The 92 just made a pass under Darren Lonergan under the yellow flag. So the officials will have a look at that one, I'm sure. Battle at the front of the field though. Hoffman, Marquez, Fisher, they're all up in there amongst it. As McCabe now makes the move, trying to make the move around the outside. Goes for the switchback, and Marquez and McCabe with Matthew Fisher and Nielsen all up there involved in this battle. So the race leader heads around the top turn once again. It's still Daniel Hoffman leading the way. Hoffman across the start-finish line from Marquez, McCabe. Nielsen now has got past Matthew Fisher. Further back then is John Gillespie, and the 92 has got the warning flag. Now that's Billy Zagoras. So Billy Zagoras has got the black and white diagonals. Darren Longren also involved in that battle back there, the Battle of the P-Platers. So as Hoffman continues to lead the way here from Marquez and McCabe, Nielsen, Fisher, McCoy, Gillespie, Zagoras and Lonergan. 7 laps remaining for your race leaders. Involved in that turn one wreck that couldn't proceed was Joachim Hampson, Brad Fisher, Sarah Kelly and Dale Parry. But we're nose to tail now. First 4 places, Hoffman, Marquez, McCabe and Nielsen. Fisher just dropping off the back of that battle, and looks like the officials have got some more concerns about the driving standards out there in this sportsman restricted race. Nielsen dives up the inside, takes the spot from McCabe. So Hoffman, who still remains your race leader in kart 88, the 56 is Marquez. Marquez to the inside of Hoffman now, and makes the pass on the switchback. Hoffman goes back and retains the lead. Some great battling here. Nielsen, who had the third place for a moment, has been shuffled back by McCabe as they almost get into each other through the dip and up onto the back straight there, side by side, Marquez. And this time, 3 wide, almost 4 wide, coming off the top turn. Great battling here in heat number 2. And McCabe has been shuffled back down a spot now, as has, Marquez is a spinner through the dog leg. So Scott Nielsen was the one that made the biggest leap. He's now your race leader. Daniel Hoffman, Matthew Fisher, John McCabe. Marquez drops back behind Gillespie. In fact, McCabe must have lost his transponder here at some spot, because I can see McCabe on the track, but he is shuffling down the race order on the timing and scoring monitor. So that's bad luck for John McCabe, who is running in the 6 cart. He's running on the track in 4th position, but he is being scored now in 9th place as not making any further progress. So Marquez now in 6th position after he was battling for the lead. Three laps remaining as the leader comes up onto the back of the 92P of Billy Zagoras. Now John McCabe's transponder started to work again. So that's confusing. It's showing him a lap down though, after his transponder didn't work for at least one lap. So, interesting troubles there, as Scott Nielsen is your race leader. He won heat number one. And he is charging away with two laps left to run now. So Nielsen in cart 12 leads the way. Hoffman has got Matthew Fisher trying to dive up the inside. McCabe is there as well, as McCabe tries to duck through Hoffman. Fisher and McCabe touch as they head up the back straight. White flag out for cart number 12. Your race leader heads into the pit turn to start his final lap. Second place, still Hoffman, Matthew Fisher, John McCabe trying to make the move, and also up there battling in Adam McCoy. McCoy, points leader coming into this sixth round in the Rotax Sportsman. And as the leader heads towards the checkered flag, the battle for second is on in earnest. Back markers will play a factor, you would think, before the final turns. Nielsen takes the victory. Fisher gets up and takes second. Third is the 88 of Daniel Hoffman. Now, McCabe was ahead of McCoy, but his transponder not working for one lap has him down in ninth position. Gillespie and Marquez, with Lonergan and Seguras both one lap down. So, Restricted Sportsman, heat number 2 is in the book. Junior Rotax, in fact, it should be Junior Pro. In fact, we'll be out onto the circuit next. Chris Anthony, who's in the ARC engine, not the Rotax Max engine, will start off the pole with Alex Nicholson and Tom Wilshire heading out onto the circuit to complete the second round of heats here in the sixth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.
Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses, they're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Yes Firewood Supplies are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club, delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrum, Bateman, Ironbark, Red and Yellow Box, all available cut to the required size. Contact Terry Scorgie on 0408 694 464. That's Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 36 years, and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Apex Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1 of 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. Whether you need to unblock a drain or have a complete system installed, Apex Plumbing are the people to call. Apex Plumbing, Unit 1, 48 Brook Street, Mitchell. Give them a call on 0417 299 175. That's 0417 299 175.
Junior Max about to come out onto the circuit here. A couple of the carts just caught on the inside of the track are going to be cleared when we have our lunch break at the conclusion of this Junior Max class. So we'll have a 20-minute lunch break. I can also tell you that the cars are heading out for qualifying in the next 7 minutes for race 13 of the V8 supercars. That's a 20-minute qualifying session up there in Darwin. We'll try and keep you abreast of how that qualifying pans out. Chris Anthony will start from the pole in the Retrovision and Video Easy Kuma kart. The Sapphire Kart Club member is running with an ARC engine. The other drivers, Alex Nicholson and Tom Wilshire, both out there in Rotax 125s. So they're in formation now, looking for a start. Hopefully we'll get a start this time by. As we look to complete the second round of heats here in the Canberra Kart Racing Club, sixth round of the championship. Our thanks to all the great and loyal sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club as well. As we get set for a start, heat number two of Junior Pro. Away and racing, and it's a good start by Anthony, who gets the jump and leads the way early. Up into second position, Wilshere now, as Nicholson just sits behind him. Now, Nicholson won this race by about 15 seconds in heat number one, so he doesn't need to be in too much of a hurry. He knows he's got the track speed over the other competitors in the class. And so as Anthony leads the way, they head down the pit straight to complete lap number one. Through the pit turn, and Anthony grabbing a big piece of ripple strip there, going through the pit turn that time, really upset the cart. His first lap, a 34.7. Wilshere's a 35.0, and Nicholson in third position, a 34.9. So as they head up the back straight now, Nicholson, and he makes the pass on Wilshere around the outside. They look like they're about to swamp Anthony there, that just doesn't quite have the horsepower of the other two. So as they come across the stripe, it is... Oh, Nicholson into the back... It was Nicholson into the back of Anthony that time. So once again, the closing rate is what catches you sometimes with these carts with different engines. Now, Nicholson makes the pass cleanly around the top of the circuit. So expect to see Alex Nicholson now using his track knowledge to effect... As he pulls away at the front of the field, he's going to use all 125 cc's of horsepower to his advantage. Chris Anthony in second position, then it's back to Tom Wilshere. Race leader, Alex Nicholson. Chris Anthony and Tom Wilshere keep their battle going. As Anthony, well, he's really cutting hard through that right-hander. I can tell you the track about to go green in Darwin for the 20-minute qualifying session. Jamie Wincup and Craig Lowndes are the first two to exit the pit lane. So as the leader heads through, Nicholson leading from Anthony and Wilshere. Nicholson's best lap, a 32.6. He just knocked off a 32.7 that time by. Anthony with a 33.566, his best lap on that last lap, as was Tom Wilshere's, a 33.4 second lap. Again, Anthony just grabbing a big run on the ripple strip through the pit turn. It really upsets that cart. As they're working their way up the back straight now, Wilshere looks to the inside of Anthony, can't make the pass. Race leader is Alex Nicholson. Nicholson leading the way from Anthony, and then it's also back there to Tom Wilshere. V8's out on the circuit at Darwin, and Wincup wasting no time to use that clear track in front of him, but he's done a siding lap now and pulls into the pits, as does Lowndes and Johnson and Moffat. Holsworth also doing a sider. Davison. So at the moment, with 3 laps left to run here in Canberra. Alex Nicholson leading the way by 4.67 seconds. He heads across the line with 3 laps left to run now, a 32.9, his last lap. So certainly running at a very good pace. Still within 0.3 of a second of his best laps of this race. Chris Anthony and Tom Wilshire sitting back there in second and third. Wilshire trying to make a move on Anthony once again. Wilshire from the Orange Car Club. Hopefully we'll be seeing him across at the Bob High Memorial at Grenfell in a couple of weeks' time. So Chris Anthony in second position. About 100cc, I think the ARC engine is, compared to the Rotax, which is a 125cc engine. So for Anthony, he's doing a great job. White flag is out now. And it is Alex Nicholson leading the way by 6.7 seconds. Oh, Anthony in all sorts of trouble going into the S's that time. Normally that's his strongest part of the circuit, through the tight, twisty part coming off for Evolution Race Gear Turn number 1. So Wilshire, close as he's been, and Wilshire will make the pass heading up the back straight. Oh, Anthony comes back at him. They try the crossover move at the top turns, and it doesn't come off. In the meantime, Alec Nicholson takes the victory. Anthony holds on for second place in a good, strong drive. And Tom Wilshire finishes in third. Looking at the timing and scoring, David Reynolds, fastest in Darwin, currently with a 1 minute 10.5181. Wind Cup second fastest with a 1 minute 10.5275. Then it's Lowndes, a 1:10.632. Winner bottom Tander. Holdsworth's just gone into the pits. He was 6 faster so far. Kelly, Slade, Caruso and Ingle round out the top 10. So we'll take a break here from the Canberra Kartway and be back with all the Heat 3 and 4 action after this lunch break.